This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I was born in London to parents who had lost their faith. They were 1960s people in a famous circle of friends, and so they had lost their faith. So I became a kind of celebrity in my late 20s. Mostly because my brother-in-law was the Prime Minister, but I certainly made the most of my moment of attention. And it becomes very, very toxic, very addictive. Celebrity is addictive. Once people are looking at you and admiring you and wanting you to come to give you things, all right, celebrity is a lot about being given stuff. You get free clothes, you can get a free car, you can get a free holiday. And then you get lots of free attention. But I was getting myself into situations which were ugly, with people who were in a very low moral state, which, to be honest, their fame was this high, the moral state was in the gutter. Really, really, you know, degrading circumstances for the human being to be in. But it looks great on the front cover of a magazine. So there's this big disparity that I started to notice. And may Allah forgive me, I was very selfish. I was a selfish human being because I was so involved in my own drama, the drama of life. Allah is great and He knows our condition. And we have to get out of our old habits to some degree, you know. And I had to be deprogrammed. I had to have my rough edges cut off, you know, knocked off me before I was humble enough to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which is the Shahada. I believe in the oneness of Allah, and I believe the Prophet Muhammad is the last and final prophet. I had a very traumatic time in 2009. My family had a traumatic time, and I didn't know what to do. And it got to the stage when I was in a rented flat, which I couldn't afford, back in London with no car, with a court case trying to take my children away from me, when I put my head to the ground and I said, Allah, just my children. Because I understand that life is not about money anymore. It wasn't about the swimming pool. It wasn't about the great job. Just my kids. And let me learn about life and just my kids. And I said, sorry to God. And I sat down in the mosque and it felt as if I was under a waterfall of peace. A waterfall of peace. If you can imagine all the tension of that year, I was starting to have like feelings of a heart attack. You know, that whole year, you know, when you're so under pressure, they talk about stress, thought I was going to die from a heart attack. And at that moment, in that mosque, everything just went. And I knew the universe was peaceful. And I knew that everything was going to be okay. SubhanAllah. And I said, there is no God but Allah alone and without partners. And the Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger. And suddenly, Friday night, I was a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. That's interesting. You know what, people... So I worked in the mainstream media, right? I worked for right-wing newspapers as a left-winger. I'm a liberal. I don't even know what that means anymore as a Muslim. But anyway, you know, I wasn't right-wing. I was considered myself a liberal. And I worked in the mainstream of newspapers. And was there anything? And so as soon as I came to Islam, there's only two things that the right-wing media can write. If someone who is sane, because I clearly wasn't mad, if someone who is from them, I had a page in their newspaper, in the Mail on Sunday. I was a regular columnist. I was on TV, on Sky News regularly. Suddenly turns up in a hijab. It's like, okay, two options. She can't cope with life, or she's having a midlife crisis. Because if it's not one of those two, then maybe there's a God. And maybe that God, the one God, calls himself Allah. And they can't do that. So I got treated immediately like, written about, you get written about as if there was something missing, you were at a loss, you couldn't cope, so here's the crutch of a faith that you don't understand, there you go. I mean, this rhetoric really is far-right rhetoric. I had a nice life, I had good parts, and I had difficult and fun parts. I wasn't looking for faith. Faith, by the grace of Allah, came to me. When you study Islam, when you live a Muslim life, when you speak to Allah every day, everything makes sense. You will know why you're here, where you go to next, and how to make things better, inshallah.